For 2 years, David Walker has been visiting American cities with a group of financial colleagues from the left and right, including Elizabeth Sawhill of the liberal Brookings Institution, Allison Acosta Fraser of the conservative Heritage Foundation, and Robert Bixby of the Concord Coalition, a nonpartisan organization. In Los Angeles, one stop on their so-called fiscal wake-up tour, they held a public meeting hosted by the group Town Hall Los Angeles. Before they spoke, they sat down with Voice of America. Comptroller General Walker says growth will not eliminate the expanding U.S. debt.
For a while, there were people who said, don't worry about it, we'll grow our way out of the problem. Other people said deficits don't matter. I think those people are, by and large, not being taken seriously anymore.
Walker says deficits have come down for 3 years in a row, but the good news is deceptive. He says the United States has annual tax revenues equaling 18% of its gross domestic product, but spends 20% of GDP on government programs. He says the country's liabilities and unfunded commitments have reached $50 trillion, or $440,000 per household.
The real problem is not the past, not the present. It's where we're headed, because we've got a tsunami of spending that could swamp the ship of state if we don't end up start making some tough choices. And the key is the next president needs to make this a priority.
Walker says the country needs to reform its Social Security retirement program and its Medicare and Medicaid public health systems for the elderly and poor. Together, they make up 40% of the federal budget. He says the nation also needs to revise its tax system. Robert Bixby of the Concord Coalition says the issue is moral as well as economic.
What we're doing with our fiscal policies is dumping a load of debt onto future generations, and that's generationally unfair. Our ancestors didn't do that for us. They always left us a good, strong country. And it doesn't matter whether you're Democrat or Republican, liberal or conservative, the numbers don't add up.
The analysts disagree on specific solutions, but they agree that time is running out. Allison Acosta Fraser of the Heritage Foundation says the panel hopes to make the economy a key issue in the 2008 presidential election.
Previously, it's been politically extremely difficult for any elected official to talk about solutions to these challenges. We're creating an environment where it's not only okay, but it's demanded of anyone who wants to come to office in Washington, D.C., for them to talk about these problems, acknowledge them, and then start talking about some real serious solutions.
Isabel Sawhill of the Brookings Institution says few candidates have been willing to tackle economic issues.
You have most of the Republican candidates for the presidency saying, I will never raise your taxes. In fact, many of them are talking about lowering taxes further. You have Democrats saying, I will never touch your Medicare or your Social Security. That won't do the trick.
She says the country needs both program cuts and added revenue and candidates who will address the problem head on. Sawhill says there are national security implications of the growing U.S. indebtedness. The United States consumes more than it produces and does so by borrowing, often from other governments or central banks. China, for example, holds $420 billion in U.S. Treasury securities, and oil-producing nations also hold large sums of U.S. debt. She says that leaves the United States vulnerable to economic pressure in future international disputes. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.